this is how I like to kick off Two for Tuesday, with some saga. Christina chose Saga on the Loose, and Christina's the one who went to see their final show in Toronto, if I remember correctly, because Christina's a true Saga fan and understands the genius that is Saga. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, Two for Tuesday. One artist, two songs. That means we get to hear one more song by Saga this morning. The reason she chose this, she says Saga will be reuniting for another concert in Puerto Rico on October 12th. Tickets go on sale this Saturday. Now, wait a minute now. Hold on a minute. Wow. So they have this big like farewell concert in Toronto where they're from. And then they're like, let's go back out on the road in October. What, they think they're the Stones? What? Well, I'm not complaining. Puerto Rico in October, October 12th. Some Saga. Is Saga big in Puerto Rico?
An hour and 15 minute Saga concert, Saga Live in Puerto Rico 25th anniversary on YouTube.
25th anniversary, which would probably make it, 25th anniversary would be 2001 or 2002?
Right. It doesn't provide the date.
Because Saga started in the 70s. They were like mid to late 70s. They started in the mid to late 70s. Esmeralda, let's go to Puerto Rico to see Saga in October.
They're getting back together?
Yeah. Christina requested some Saga for Two for Tuesday. And she said that they're reuniting for another concert in Puerto Rico on October 12th, and the tickets go on sale this Saturday.
Oh, is it for charity?
See, that's the first thing that popped into my head, was that if they do this farewell concert in Toronto, which is like their hometown, maybe they're going to Puerto Rico to do a benefit concert for Puerto Rico, who is still, you know, which is still having many, many problems with no power and no water. And
are they big in Puerto Rico?
That's what we were just discussing.
They are big in Puerto Rico.
Wow.
In 1978, they released their self-titled debut album, Saga, a modest success in Canada. It would eventually sell over 30,000 copies in Germany as an import. It also became a major seller in Puerto Rico after a local stereo equipment store featured the guitar and keyboard duet of the band's single, Humble Stance, as part of its radio advertisements.
Humble Stance is a jam, by the way. Humble Stance is a massive jam.
Goodness. How Long and Perfectionist also became local favorites.
Wow. That's fantastic. All right. Saga going back to its roots in Puerto Rico. It was a modest success in Canada? The first Saga album? Come on. Didn't sell here in America, I can tell you that much, because it wasn't until the album...
Just one copy to you.
Well, I bought it. I eventually bought it, but... The first album I ever bought by Saga was the album that song that we just played from. It's called Worlds Apart. That album is Worlds Apart. That's their third album. I'm getting a little rusty. I'm getting a little rusty on my Saga because it's Saga, the self-titled album, then Silent Night. Then I think Worlds Apart. I think Worlds Apart's their third album.
Fourth
album.
You're forgetting Images at Twilight.
Oh, Images at Twilight's a great album. Images at Twilight's a great album.
Featuring It's Time.
Yes.
Which peaked at number 84 on the Canadian charts.
How can I forget Images at Twilight? So I bought Worlds Apart, okay, because I saw them open for Tull. I saw them open for Jethro Tull, and I thought they were the greatest thing ever. And I went to the Rose Records on Ashland near Belmont, which is not there anymore, obviously. And I went in, and I was like, "Do you guys have Saga?" And they said, "I think you need to check under Imports and Progressive Rock," because they were considered prog rock. So I remember going to the import section and looking for Saga, and I found Worlds Apart. And I had to pay extra money for it because it was a Canadian import. I don't even think it was, at that point, it wasn't even released in America. And I went the day after I saw Tull. This was 1982, by the way. So Esmeralda, you weren't even born when I was buying my Saga records. So I brought Worlds Apart home, and I thought it was the greatest album ever. I listened to it all over the place. Then I went back, and I bought the first three. I bought Images of Twilight, and I bought the Saga, and I bought Silent Night.
That's were they all imports?
Yes, they were all imports. Yes, they were all imports. And Silent Night, by the way, with a K. I just want to make sure people know that they're slick.
I see. Okay.
With a K. Right. Like there's a quiet guy with a sword.
Yes.
So then Worlds Apart was released in America with a different cover. Now, Dan, can you see that there are, if you do some research, you can see that there are two different covers. The import, the Canadian import cover is an old dude with a map.
Now, did you buy that one as well?
I did buy the new one, yes, because it had a different cover.
Okay.
And the American cover, or I guess where they released it everywhere else, was apparent like a woman, like a very pale woman, close up of a pale woman's face with sunglasses on. Am I describing those correctly, Dan?
I'm working through the vast Saga network here too.
You should do a contest for the biggest Saga fan.
That would be me.
And we'll all go to Puerto Rico.
I think Christina is the biggest, because Christina was at their last show in Toronto.
Oh, that's true.
So
she didn't travel to it.
Is she in Toronto?
Because of Saga, right?
I don't know. No, she was in Toronto. That's right. She was just there and happened to say, oh, look, Saga.
Well, because you were talking about it.
Yeah. But anyway, I just remember buying it. It had an old dude on it.
Yep.
And
he's confirmed that.
Got a map, and he's like on a river or something. There's water, right?
Fog, yeah.
Fog and stuff, and he's looking at a map, and it's a real dude. It's a picture, so right. It's not like a drawing.
Well, since the loop is no more,
yeah,
you should get GN promotions
for
to set up a saga
road trip,
a Saga promotional road trip.
Yeah,
we'll get winners.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have a load of people.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I'm sure the place will be packed. And then the other one, am I right about the other one? It's like a close-up drawing of a woman's face with sunglasses?
That is correct.
And what's in the sunglasses? Is there a reflection in the lens or no?
There is. One looks to be the Milky Way.
Right.
And then the other one is a map.
Oh, sure, because they have to have the map thing in there.
You know, the way you're describing it sounds like you're a medium. You're like, and does that woman have sunglasses on?
I'm getting the letter S. S for Saga. So anyway, then the Worlds Apart came out, and it did pretty well in America. On that song On the Loose it charted. Wind Him Up kind of charted, and on the FM stations it got a little play. But the only kind of hit they had was when they released an album in 1987. I want to say 87. Maybe it was earlier than 87. Called Behavior. Dan, does Behavior pop up?
85.
85. Oh, 85. Okay, so 85 had, they released that, and I think that was the album after Worlds Apart. I think that was their first album after Worlds Apart. They did a live album called In Transit. I know way too much. It's ridiculous.
So wait, didn't you used to go to Puerto Rico, Dan?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got
did
family
you?
Still
He's
down
got family
there.
There.
Did you?
Can you put us up?
I was gonna say, do you remember hearing Saga?
Yeah, was Saga ever when you went to Puerto Rico? Saga T-shirts?
There was a lot of Shakira and Saga. That's all I remember.
The two S's.
The two S's. Shakira and Saga.
When I think Puerto Rico, I think Saga. I don't know about you. By the way, do you know why they're named Saga? I can give you the whole rundown.
Please.
Each one of their albums has songs on it that parenthetically have a chapter number next to them. So if you look up the track list on the albums, so you'll see the title of the title of the song and then chapter 4 or chapter. If you play all those songs, they tell the saga. Because they're
saga.
They're chapters to tell a story. They wanted to have a saga throughout all of the records that they released, and each of those chapters is part of one connected saga.
Wow.
You see, I'm telling you, this is why they love them in Puerto Rico. So, all right. Well, thanks for the information, Christina. Saga will be playing in Puerto Rico October 12th. And I have to say, seriously, I'm stunned that they have a huge following in Puerto Rico that I didn't know about. Oh, boy. All right. Well, we'll have to see what happens. Dan, you call the relatives and find out if they're Saga fans. Have you asked your relatives in Puerto Rico?
It'll be the next thing that...
I would think that's always the first thing that comes out of right. their mouth. Have you
Hola,
ever talked
como,
to them?
Como estás? Don't do your Saga? Saga record.
Oh, man. You know who shared my love of Saga?
Who's that?
Hey, listen. We both were insane about Saga. My other friends, not so much. Not so much. They were like, I don't know these guys, man. They're not that good. And Joe and I would be like, shut up. They're the best band on the planet besides Depeche Mode. That would be Joe. That would be Joe.
By the way, I found a shirt.
Uh-oh.
That's Saga, but then it has the Puerto Rican flag.
No, come on.
In the word
no
Saga.
Way. No way.
And then the tour dates. On
no,
the
come on. Seriously?
Yeah. I don't know if someone just
what
made
is,
this.
What's going on? When did this? How?
Is it on Etsy?
No, it's like on some like T-shirt place. It's the back is the anniversary or whatever
tour,
the final chapter.
Sure. Oh man. All right, there you go. Saga's big in Puerto Rico. That's the big story of the morning. I think Vic is going to have to lead with that. The next newscast, I think he's going to...
Call the trip. Stop the presses.
Stop the presses. Saga's big in Puerto Rico. All right. Like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break, and we are going to talk about vacations and stuff, considering we're all going to Puerto Rico to see Saga. but we were talking to Pete about great rides and roller coasters and stuff. The top 15 best theme park attractions in the U.S. How many have you ridden? And these are all these great, you know, these crazy sort of virtual reality sort of things and crazy rides. Like the first one on here is Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey. And that's at Universal Orlando Studios and Universal Studios Hollywood. And I'll describe that to you. Have you guys ever gone on these kind of rides? Dan, have you ever gone on like these crazy newish kind of rides?
Not recently. I'm trying to think back to when I've been on one, but I can't think of anything that's movie related at this.
Like virtual sort of that kind of stuff. What about you, Esmeralda? Have you ever been on one of those crazy?
No, I'm not a big roller coaster person.
Yeah,
I think the last place I went to was Six Flags in high school.
Okay. Yeah. Well, these are kind of roller coaster like, but you know how you go immersed into the world? Like there's an Avatar ride, it's 3D, and you're in there and it feels like you're in Avatar or whatever the hell. What's the name of the planet in Avatar? Krapatar? I can't remember the name of the. Pandora. God, I can't believe I remember that. All right, I've got a break. More Saga after this. Puerto Rico's favorite band. See, I made a mistake, Dan. I said that Behavior was the album follow-up to Worlds Apart. It's not. It's this. It's Heads or Tails. Heads or Tails, which is my favorite Saga album, and I can't believe that I screwed up the release schedule.
For shame.
Oh, man. Heads or Tails. And you know what the album cover of that is? Did you look that one up?
I'm looking at it now.
It's like a three-ring circus guy. It's the guy, the big top, what's the guy's name? Grandmaster? What's his Grandmaster Flash?
Yes.
Was Grandmaster Flash? What do they call it? The big top? Ned on Bozo. What the hell do they call those guys? Ringmaster.
Ringmaster.
All right, so the Ringmaster holding a hoop. He's got a whistle, and there's a dude jumping through it who actually kind of looks like the lead singer, the drawing of the leads of Michael Sadler, and half of him is a leopard. Is it a tiger or a leopard? Tiger.
Leopard.
It's a leopard, yeah. So he's jumping through the hoop, magically transforming in from a leopard to a man. That's the album cover for Saga's Heads or Tails, which is a classic release from 1982.
What was Heads or Tails? So was each album its own story? Or
No. There were songs on each album that if you played them collectively, they would tell a story.
I see.
So you'd have to pull different songs. I think each album had two chapters of the Saga. They're the best band ever. Just ask Puerto Rico. All right, that was the flyer, which is a jam. So, all right.